think for a fact.
Daly! Boy, you're soaked to the skin. Come in here, son, out of the cold.
Thanks.
Well, what happened?
I've been robbed, Mr. Winthrop. They attacked me, took the money, and tried to drown me in the Sound.
Well, here, get yourself warm and dry. This sounds like a case for the police to me. I'll phone them.
Mr. Daly, suppose you tell us the story exactly as it happened.
I told Mr. Winthrop here that I'd make a delivery for him this evening after the store closed.
Daly here works for me down at the jewelry store, Inspector. The other day, a customer came into the store and bought a very valuable necklace from me. They left it with some engraving on the cash.
I see. And Daly here was to deliver it when it was finished, eh? By the way, Winthrop, is that your dog there or Daly's?
Oh, he's mine, Inspector. He's quite fond of Daly, though. Well, to get on with the story, the night after work, Daly took the necklace and went out to the point to deliver it.
Well, they paid me, and I got back into my car to come back to town. Just as I came around a curve out there where the road runs along by the yacht club, I was stopped.
Stopped? By what?
Another car. Two men got out of it and ordered me to give them the money I'd collected. When I refused, they hit me over the head with a blackjack and took the money. I guess they thought they'd kill me or something because they threw me into the Sound from the yacht club dock.
Good heavens, Daly, it's a miracle you didn't drown.
The cold water brought me to, I guess. I swam back to the dock and managed to get back to town in the car.
Good work, Daly. By the way, Winthrop, that dog of yours seems to be thirsty.
What's that, Inspector?
You'd better get him a drink. Just look, he's really lapping up the water that's dripped off Daly's coat here. Now, Mr. Winthrop, I'm going to make...
Another 5-minute mystery.
Daly! Boy, you're soaked to the skin. Come in here, son, out of the cold.
Thanks.
Well, what happened?
I've been robbed, Mr. Winthrop. They attacked me, took the money, and tried to drown me in the Sound.
Well, here, get yourself warm and dry. This sounds like a case for the police to me. I'll phone them.
Mr. Daly, suppose you tell us the story exactly as it happened.
I told Mr. Winthrop here that I'd make a delivery for him this evening after the store closed.
Daly here works for me down at the jewelry store, Inspector. The other day, a customer came into the store and bought a very valuable necklace from me. They left it with some engraving on the cash.
I see. And Daly here was to deliver it when it was finished, eh? By the way, Winthrop, is that your dog there or Daly's?
Oh, he's mine, Inspector. He's quite fond of Daly, though. Well, to get on with the story, the night after work, Daly took the necklace and went out to the point to deliver it.
Well, they paid me, and I got back into my car to come back to town. Just as I came around a curve out there where the road runs along by the yacht club, I was stopped.
Stopped? By what?
Another car. Two men got out of it and ordered me to give them the money I'd collected. When I refused, they hit me over the head with a blackjack and took the money. I guess they thought they'd kill me or something because they threw me into the Sound from the yacht club dock.
Good heavens, Daly, it's a miracle you didn't drown.
The cold water brought me to, I guess. I swam back to the dock and managed to get back to town in the car.
Good work, Daly. By the way, Winthrop, that dog of yours seems to be thirsty.
What's that, Inspector?
You'd better get him a drink. Just look, he's really lapping up the water that's dripped off Daly's coat here. Now, Mr. Winthrop, I'm going to make a phone call. And Daly, you sit right where you are. If I'm right, and I'm sure I am, I'm placing you under arrest. You weren't robbed at all. You stole that money yourself.
Gave the inspector the answer to his problem. Stay with us and you'll find out in just a minute. But first... Mystery.
me? Under arrest? Well, how do you figure that out, Inspector?
Look, Daly, that phone call I just made cinched it. I took a look at your coat. Not a ring on it where it had started to dry. And salt water always leaves a ring. And then when that dog there started drinking the water that had dripped off your coat, I was sure my idea was right.
But what are you talking about, Inspector? The sounds of salt of the ocean?
That's just it, Winthrop. That water on Daly's coat is as fresh as the water from your tap. Dogs don't drink salt water like that. I sent a man out to Daly's house before I come up here. I had him look at the bathtub just now. And Daly even forgot to run the water out of it when he dunked himself. Seems to me you picked a mighty uncomfortable way to get yourself in jail, Daly. It's getting cold out these nights to be running around town in a wet suit. ¶¶